MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Ryan, crazy week in the NFL. We just watched the end of the Monday Night Football game between the St. Louis Rams and the Seattle Seahawks, but we're going to save that for our weekly NFL recap slash preview episode. This is all about the hardwood, Ryan.
Yep. Getting
stoked for the NBA season?
Nope. I mean, kind of. I'll be honest. The Knicks. I'm not super hopeful for the Knicks, but it seems like they have made some interesting changes. I guess it is fun to just flip on a basketball game midweek now that baseball's over. Like, I'm a bigger baseball fan than I am basketball, but I enjoy casually putting basketball games on in the back. Like, basketball's a great background.
Yeah,
like, in terms of bar, like, background shit for like a bar. Baseball's too boring, too slow, and football you have to be paying attention, or at least I want to be paying attention. So basketball is kind of a nice, like, in-between where I can get home from work, flip on the game, especially on a Tuesday or Thursday, hear what the TNT guys have to say.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Ryan, Charles Barkley comes out of hibernation. It's a great annual tradition. I already see he's doing interviews all over the place. It's only a matter of weeks before he says or does something hilariously inappropriate or just downright hilarious. I mean, Charles Barkley is...
Well, the most hilarious thing he's been doing are those, I think they're CDW commercials.
Oh, yeah, I heard
these technology commercials. I didn't bring it up, but I was up at a technology conference in San Francisco, and they're definitely
nerd.
There was a they didn't have a big presence there, but there was a Charles Barkley cutout. I thought that was funny. I forgot to get a picture of it, but it is. I don't know. That's pretty funny that he's. I don't know. I'm surprised more. Maybe he turns it down, but why is he not endorsing more stuff?
I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a guy who turns down stuff. When you're taking out $500,000 chips from casinos,
but
you don't seem like a guy who's very picky when it comes to product placement.
How is he not endorsing more stuff then? Especially, like, one, I would think he'd have some sort of gimmick in Vegas more often.
Well, Ryan, when you know how corporate America is, they're very conscious with their image, so.
Don't want a black guy? Is that what it is, Sean?
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
It's exactly.
Interesting. I didn't think about
that. They're uptight. They don't want a black eye. I mean, okay, so when Charles Barkley gets pulled over for running a stop sign and the cops ask him where he was going and he said he's going to get his dick sucked because this chick was the greatest one in the world and he's a married guy. I mean, it's one of these things where if you're endorsing certain products and then Charles Barkley says something, he's not afraid to talk about race, sex, politics. All very taboo when it comes to corporate America. So they don't want to have to. I mean, look at, who used to be the Aflac duck? Gilbert Gottfried. And he makes a couple jokes about the Japan tsunami. They got to get rid of him. So basically, a corporation is probably hesitant to hire Charles Barkley because they don't want to put a target on themselves. They don't want to be protested. They don't want to have, they don't want to get tons of letters, stuff like that.
I mean, do you remember? Like, the main, theme of his Nike endorsement?
I am not a role model.
Exactly.
Well, he threw a guy through a plate window. So, that's kind of a red flag, I think, for some companies.
Listen, you know what?
Ryan, I'm on your side. If I had a product, I'd want Charles Barkley. He's hilarious. He's relatable. Everyone loves him. Sans the guy who went through the glass window. Although, I'm sure in hindsight, he realized... What a great anecdote that was. Everyone loves Charles Barkley. It makes sense, but I'm telling you probably who's shooting the Charles Barkley idea down.
So I just thought of something, Sean.
Yeah.
I think we need to get Charles Barkley to be the sports gambling podcast spokesman. I think if we get enough people out on the Twitterverse to bug him.
Yeah, start sending those tweets.
He'll get after it.
Hey, I'm down to send Charles Barkley a free t-shirt. But if you get Charles Barkley to mention Sports Gambling Podcast or retweet it, we'll send you two free shirts.
Oh, wow. So interestingly enough, I looked up his net worth to see. I basically Googled.
Now, is this after the latest NFL weekend? I mean, this is Auburn did beat Texas A&M outright, so I got some money line plays on that.
I actually Googled, why doesn't Charles Barkley get more endorsements? And the first thing that came up was his celebrity net worth, and it goes on, basically says his net worth is $30 million, but within there, it accounts for the fact that he's roughly lost $10 million gambling in his lifetime, including a $2.5 million blackjack bender, where he lost $2.5 million in under 6 hours. So I think we have to do everything in our power to get Charles Barkley to mention the show.
All right, that's our mission.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, Ryan. Well, let's get to the basketball. Let's make some picks here. Break down the season totals as a Sixers fan. Well, not looking great here, but definitely a rebuilding year. I guess the Sixers found someone to replace Andrew Bynum, a big man with a lot of potential, is going to be out for the entire year, Nerlens Noel. So
pretty awesome how they just slot guys in like that, huh?
Yeah,
no,
I was
big
worried.
Deal.
Can someone take over? Can someone fill Andrew Bynum's shoes? And they found it in drafting Nerlens Noel. I mean, it kind of probably makes sense. Don't rush a guy back from the ACL. Listen, I mean, Derrick Rose, he took that extra year off. Well, not an extra year off, but he took the full year off after the offseason and seemingly is back to his old self. I mean, if you've seen him play in the preseason, I think he's putting up like a point a minute, so.
It's also the NBA. This kid's only 18 or 19. You got, you know, with the NBA, one guy's so critical that saving him for a year, which happens to, you know, be a blessing in disguise with Andrew Wiggins coming up in the next draft.
Yeah, you're just, by sitting Noel, you're probably just getting a couple extra ping pong balls.
And the guy's going to, I mean, look, the guy's going to be, I mean, he's going to be good. I'm all for NBA teams waiting for these guys. I mean, the problem is that Adrian Peterson did what he did. Adrian Peterson doesn't do what Adrian Peterson did last year, none of this stuff is – I don't think Derrick Rose is a story. I don't think a lot of this stuff is a story. First of all –
Well, now do you think RG3 sits out more?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. He's a quarterback. I mean, that's even bigger. I think – and I don't know if you guys have seen, but Adrian Peterson going into his last game was actually ahead of his pace from last year.
Well, but that's the thing. He really turned it on the last 10 games he averaged.
But look,
over
he wasn't back either. That's the point. He just – He managed through his first 6-7 games, and then he just, you know, whatever he did. The point being, I think there's this expectation that you can just come back from these major knee surgeries. And look,
I mean, 19, he could still be growing.
The knee is a lot more important in basketball. I mean, there's a lot more violent, you know, stress put on a knee in the game of basketball, bottom line.
Yeah, and imagine if sitting out this extra year gives you – another quarter inch of your vertical back. It totally makes sense.
There's no, I mean, and you're the Sixers. You're not going to be contending. Why rush this guy back? All right.
Well, you never know, Ron.
All right, Sean. Let's start with the Atlanta Hawks. So one thing to note this year, it will be a little sad. John Hollinger, who, if you don't follow on Twitter, he was always a good NBA follow. He was kind of one of the stats guys, worked for ESPN towards the end. He's now part of the Memphis Grizzlies organization, so we won't get to see his tweets about how sad the Atlanta Hawks fan base is and how empty the stadium is. Sean, this Atlanta Hawks team, I don't know if anyone should really care about them. They seem to do the same thing every year, finish in the bottom four. They lost Josh Smith. Jay Smooth, gone.
Well, now they lost Josh Smith or they got rid of Josh Smith? How would you phrase that, Ron?
Josh Smith is not a guy you want on your team.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the Atlanta Hawks, they don't really have anything else. They picked up Paul Millsap.
See, that's almost their problem, getting a guy like Paul Millsap. You have to, as an NBA team, you have to either decide, am I a legit playoff contender? Am I going to be in the top six or even the top 4 to 6 of the playoffs, or am I playing for a lottery pick?
I think they're trading. I think they're going to be trading. I think this is going to be an interesting trade year. For one, because of who the number one pick's going to be. And I believe the draft is supposed to be one of the deeper drafts in a couple years. I don't know. So the over-under for the Hawks is 39.5. I don't really have a strong feeling on this one way or another. Maybe they pick it up a little bit. Thanks to losing. I mean, it could be a situation where Josh Smith actually made them worse. Hard to say. I don't know, Sean.
I'll have to take the I'm going to go under here.
Yeah.
Because there was a decent number of games, especially as much as Josh Smith, I think.
They won four. Well, sorry. They won.
Yeah, what did they win last year?
Oh, I had it in front of me, and now I lost it. Going to have to look for that, Sean. Keep talking.
No, a guy like Josh Smith, as much as he hurts you in the playoffs or hurts you long term, there are enough games in the regular season where, because of rest disparity or whatever, or just a guy wanting to put up big numbers, he'll put the team on his back and get you a couple of those wins.
Yeah.
I think he hurts the overall team chemistry, but there are definite games that he won simply because he was Josh Smith. So I'm going to say under 39.5. They feel like a low 30-win team to me.
My only problem is the East, but I do like other teams better. I'm going to lean on the under also, only because we're picking everything here. I'm definitely not going to make that a play, Sean. Next up, I'm just going to go in alphabetical order. I'm going off of sportsbook.com, going off alphabetical order. Next up, the Boston Celtics. Their line is 28, Sean. I don't know, man. This Boston team may be bad. Who knows when Rondo gets back? I don't think there's any. Are they
What's
even
his timetable?
I'm not even sure. Obviously, the sooner they come back, the better they will be. The one big X factor is I love their coach. Of course, the Celtics wooed Brad Stevens from Butler.
Yeah,
always able to compete with inferior talent in a game that, I mean, the differential in talent in college is incredible compared to the pros. So
yeah, I like the over here for the Celtics.
You gotta believe that they could shock people.
Well, especially if Rondo gets healthy. He's, you know, if he commits to, if he buys into this guy's system, Steven's system. Yeah,
he has no choice, really. I mean, we mentioned a little with Atlanta. This is a year more than others. I think there's going to be a lot of trading, and you really, if you're playing these totals on some of these teams, you're almost making a bet on will they be, you know, are they going to be a team selling or are they going to be a team that's buying? I think the Celtics are building around Rondo. I don't see them being sellers. I mean, the only piece that really matters is Rondo. Jeff Green, actually, too. He kind of came on late. So if I'm making a bet, I think that they're not going to be selling with Brad Stevens. I think they're going to be building around Rondo. And they got some nice pieces with Gerald Wallace from New Jersey and that KG and Paul Pierce trade. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard to see. Their roster's pretty pathetic. But, you know, at 28, I think there's a little bit of value in the over here. Probably not going to make it a play, but it's just –
Well, you got
to – I kind of want to bet on Brad Stevens. I wish he wasn't coaching the Celtics.
You have a good coach, and you have a historically
– We don't know he's a good coach.
Well, I'm saying – No, he's a good basketball coach. You don't know if he's a good professional basketball coach.
Here's the thing, and I think the one reason I think he has a shot, he wasn't a big-time recruiter. Like, you see these college guys, Calipari, not a great coach. He just has the best players. Brad Stevens was the opposite. He recruited guys for his system. He was a big stats guy, Sean, so you probably hate him. Really,
stats are good.
He was really into getting his team prepared. And, you know, in the NBA, if you can get your team prepared, you're probably not going to be at a huge talent advantage most nights. So why not take the over here? It wouldn't be crazy if they won 32 games. I mean, they only had the over under is 28. So
yeah, like you said, the East is kind of weak, so I feel like we got to pick some of these guys.
I think it's deeper than it has been, but I definitely think Boston. This is more Boston can surprise, but I'm not that confident on betting it.
But again, I'll take the over here. Some of it's contingent. I don't know. I feel like I haven't heard enough about when Rondo's coming back exactly. So
I don't think they know. I think it's going to be one of those things. I mean, I guess the risk and probably why I won't play this is what if Rondo just sits out? What if they're bad?
What if
and what if he just sits
Christmas?
Out?
Or, yeah, like what if he
oh, no, I don't think. I mean,
the entire season?
I think if he comes back, if you think he's going to come back after or at Christmas time around then, I think you can maybe play the over. But I like the Brad Stevens with the superstar list team. I'm going to lean the over, but I'm definitely not going to bet it. All right, Sean, next up, the Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh.
A lot of hype. Added some guns to the already stocked team with Deron Williams, Joe Johnson, Brooke Lopez, Blopez. Who else? Picked up Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Feel like an old team to me.
Oh, yeah, because they're really old.
Over-under's 52.5. Like I said, I mentioned on Twitter earlier on Monday that this is one of the teams I'm definitely going to be playing my best bet or one of my locks on. I'm already down on it with real money. I got to be honest. I think this is a team that can contend in the East. Don't think they need to in the regular season. I think Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett are going to kind of show them the way to play. You know, keep them healthy. Give up some games in the regular season. Be a little bit like Boston later in that that stretch run where, you know, the regular season wasn't as important. I don't see a lot of urgency on this team to get in the mid-50s in wins. To me, they honestly feel like a 50-22 team, if not maybe a little lower at 52.5. I got to take the under here. Like I said, I already got down on it.
50-32, right.
Sorry, 50 and 32.
Yeah, I was thinking like 47, 35. Feels like they'll be like 10, 11 games over. Again, I mean, you look at that Brooklyn Nets team, and it was just such a glaring mismatch when it came to heart. I mean, that's why I bet the Bulls for the series, and that I felt really good because it was you could tell this Brooklyn team just had no heart. Whatever the chemistry was there, they just did not bring intensity. And you're going up against the Bulls and Joakim Noah. I feel like they're really missing that. Now, maybe Garnett can bring that. Maybe Paul Pierce can bring that. And like you said, maybe they can make a little bit of movement in the playoffs. But until then, in the regular season, yeah, I agree with you. Definitely like the under here.
It just feels like there's a better chance that they finish less than. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but it just seems like it. I don't know. If I'm playing the odds, I want to be on that side. Next up, MJ's Charlotte Bobcats. Ugh, they're going to be garbage again. Win total at 26.5. Really, not much positive to say about this team. Can they? Like I said, I think the East as a whole will be a little bit better overall, and part of that could be they have two of the worst teams in the league at the bottom. So maybe the below average teams all finish in the 30 to 36 win category, which is probably better than most years. Bobcats picked up Al Jefferson, probably their only real NBA player, right? They still got Kemba. I don't know. 26.5 is awfully low. It's hard to get an over here though, Sean. I don't know. I'm not gonna play this, but I'll do a slight lean on the over here. Al Jefferson gives them some inside presence. It's got to be good for a couple more wins. What'd they win last year, Sean? I really need to find these numbers.
I'm gonna go under. I just think that franchise poison, and I'm not gonna take any over on a team where. I mean, Michael Jordan has to get rid of that franchise, and they just kind of have to take a new direction. They can't even get there.
They have Kidd Gilchrist. He was a bit hyped draft pick.
He was all right, right?
He still lost to Michael Jordan one-on-one. Not a good sign when you're a 19-year-old kid.
Yep. Yeah, I'll take the under there with the Bobcats. Not a lot to say here.
I mean, I guess... Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with you. It's too hard to get behind a team that just... They just don't have NBA talent. I know Boston doesn't either, but at least they have a coach that I respect. Charlotte won 20... You know what? Actually, I will lean the over. Charlotte won 21 games last year, and they were awful. So I'm going to do a slight lean on the over. But I don't see how you can get real money down on this bet.
Yeah, why do you want to be involved in a Bobcats win total?
All right, Sean. Next up, Chicago Bulls with your main man, Derrick Rose. Win total all the way up to 57.5.
Whew.
You can still get it at 56.5 in places with juice. I think this team is going to be hungry. I think Derrick Rose is going to be healthy. I think they're going to hold teams to 90 points a game. I don't know if you watched any preseason, Sean, but Derrick Rose.
Just the highlights.
Derrick Rose is going over the screen, and he's hitting that three-pointer. He learned how to shoot a three-pointer while he was away.
Yeah.
Which makes him almost unguardable. You know, they picked up, Sean, one of my least favorite players in the league, Mike Dunleavy. But I really think he can help them. A big guy who can stretch the floor. He's kind of a little bit a better Kyle Korver. Got
and
a little
then
more
got
than
Boozer
shooting.
And you got a, they just they the Bulls just strike me as a complete, well-rounded team.
Yeah, and I think more than the other teams in the East that have the chance to, mainly Miami, the Bulls know they need home court.
Yeah,
and I think they're going to be playing a little bit harder than some other teams in the regular season. I got them as my only 60-win team in the East. I think they go. I think they grab the one seed with somewhere in the 62 win range. So, already got down on this. I actually got down on this on 56.5. But this is another one of my best bets, and this is over all day. I just think this team is going to be playing hard and smothering teams. This might be a team, even though they're going to be a favorite. I think this is a team you might be able to get a little, even though they went 8-0 in the preseason. Would they do?
That sounds right. Yeah, I don't.
I think this is a team that can. You might even find value betting them early in the season. I just think
they're going to come out of the gate.
I mean, Sean, they won 45 games without a former MVP.
Yeah.
I'll go on a limb and say he's worth somewhere between 15. He's even if he's only worth 15 games. That's 60 wins right there.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this bet. I think they're going to be really they're going to be trying the hardest to get that one seed, and they have the best talent and the best defense.
Yep. Give me the Bulls over. Couldn't agree more. Derrick Rose, like I said, close personal friend, very nice guy, and just, yeah, he's got it all put together now. He's got the rest. He looks fully healthy. Like you said, he worked on his shooting game, put on a little bit of weight. Like, he just seems he's in a perfect position. You have Joakim Noah, just that fierce spirit animal to balance out the rest of the team. The only thing I don't like is they got rid of Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
I really liked Nate Robinson in the playoffs. That was really fun. But other than
it
that,
was,
the Bulls,
but even if he was on the team, that's not a situation you'd want the Bulls to be in if you're backing the Bulls.
No, I know. I'm just saying, out of pure entertainment, you hate to see Nate Robinson go.
I think one of the key pieces for them is the health of Heinrich. I mean, he's such a key player because he can play with Rose. He can also lead the twos. And just that inside presence, Taj Gibson, Boozer.
And Noah. They're going to be good.
And Derek, I mean, you forget, Derek Rose is just an insanely good defensive point. I think people have forgotten a little bit how good he is.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, what have you done for me lately? So, next up, Sean, your previous team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, before LeBron turned into a raging pussy.
Exactly.
You might be back on the Cavs, though, huh? Got a little Kyrie Irving fever.
Yeah, he's fun.
Is this not the team that everyone's picking to be the breakout team?
It does feel like the sexy pick this year.
Win total is 40.
Ooh.
Which... in the East, that's basically you're saying.
Are you going to make the playoffs?
They're going to be an 8 seed. I'm going to go. I think this is going to be my first fade the public play. I kind of like going against some of these hype teams sometimes. I mean, what did they really do last year? Kyrie Irving could be legit. Do they have pieces around him? He might be good enough that it doesn't matter, but, I mean, they're essentially going to rely on Bynum or Vereshchuk or both of them to stay healthy. Those guys have proven they don't stay healthy. Plus, who knows what kind of trouble Andrew Bynum is going to get into in Cleveland.
Ryan, instead of fading the public, I'm going to fade Andrew Bynum.
There you go.
I like to call it. You got to fade Andrew Bynum. The guy is a giant, malignant, fat cancer who injures himself playing bowling. I mean, his stay in Philadelphia was one of the most... I mean, that's got to be up there for most embarrassing sports moments of all time.
Sean, if you had to guess, how many wins did Cleveland have last year?
I'm going to say 32.
24.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's a big jump. And where are you getting that jump from? Bynum? Bynum, to me, I think there's a decent chance Bynum doesn't play in the league again. I don't see Bynum playing a 70-game season again for the rest of his career.
No.
Just purely out of his attitude and injuries.
Yeah. And, I think they can take a nice step forward and end up with the high 30s. But, I mean, the more I think about this one, the more
I see them winning 10 more games, but I can't see them making the playoffs.
I don't really want to bet against Kyrie Irving. He's a fun guy to watch. But if you just look at their rankings, their raw rankings last year, on offense, advanced metric, overall offensive rating, whatever ESPN, the O rating, they were 14th at offense. They were 23rd on defense. Is this are they really going to take a big jump defensively with if Bynum's healthy, yeah, I think they're a better defensive team, but is he going to be motivated? Hard to get behind this team. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to bet on it, but that could change.
I'm going to bet on it. Give me that as one of my best bets.
The more I think about it, the more that feels like a pretty nice play. I'll circle back to this one, Sean, because that there really isn't a lot other than wow. And you're getting me excited. All right, Sean, next up, Dallas Mavericks. Seems like a team that I can almost name no one on their roster.
Dirk Nowitzki.
It's Dirk. Do they even have pieces to trade? I don't know, Sean, what do you think? I mean,
they were setting to go all in last year maybe, or they were definitely stacking the team.
They got Monte Ellis.
I don't know. He's something. But listen, we all had fun with the Mavs, but their time is come and gone. Right? I mean, what do we see? As far as a contender, no.
Why is this a 44-win team? That's kind of the question. Obviously, Vegas feels strongly about this team. They set the win total at 44. 2 games over 500 in a very difficult conference. But again, they were middle of the road on offense and defense last year. I'm not sure Monte Ellis necessarily makes you a much better team.
What was their regular season last year?
Last year, they missed the playoffs 41-41. Monte Ellis is going to help them be a little more exciting, but I mean, he's proven he's not really a good. He doesn't necessarily make you better.
And you got another year in Dirk's legs.
I'm going to go under here. Probably not going to bet on it, just because who knows. But it feels like it kind of feels like the Cavs, where the only reason I might stay away, and I know Cleveland could be buyers too because they have the young talent, but I feel confident that Cuban will try to do something if they're not playing well. I don't know. I'm going to go under here, Sean. Not going to bet on it, though.
Yeah, I mean, like you just said there, and I think for that reason, I will actually take the over here with the Mavs. I think I don't think Cuban's going to let him have another 500 season. So he'll do something that'll give him that extra couple games, get him to 44 wins. Like you said, don't feel great about this play, but give me the over here.
Yeah, I can't argue with it. I think it's going to – I think this will, one will come within two wins either way. And to be fair, I should – I mean, I backed the Celtics and Brad Stevens. Rick Carlisle's a similar coach in terms of just – he seems to make the right move all the time. So, yeah, I can't – I guess I can't argue with it, but I'm definitely not going to get down on that one. Next up, Sean, Denver Nuggets. The new-look Denver Nuggets, or I guess the old new-look Denver Nuggets. 45.5 is the win total. I don't know. This, I feel like Denver is becoming the Atlanta Hawks of the East. They're a team that's going to win some games in the regular season, but when it comes down to that time, I don't know. Are they better than last year?
No, I think they're much worse.
George Karl's gone, right?
I think George Karl was the heart and soul of that team.
And they had a dream season last year, 57 wins. They're still a deep team. That's kind of what makes them attractive in the regular season. They play a lot of guys. They have that interesting home court. But
what's their number?
45.5.
Oh, wow.
They won 57 games last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it would be closer to 50, and then I like the under, but 45.5, that's making me think. Because I think they could drop 10 games based off George Karl not being there and their changes and still hit that over.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Of course, Iguodala's gone, too. Gallinari going to be healthy?
Yeah, you're right. Give me the under. I forgot about Iguodala being gone. That defense, that extra level of defense, went well with the fast-paced offense and really helped them break out.
I mean, I think they're a team. I mean, 45.5 feels like a good line, to be honest with you. I think it can't bet on it. Maybe a slight lean on the under, just because, like you said, a lot of change. All right, Sean. Next up. The Detroit Pistons, and I got to be honest with you, when I going through these lines, Detroit's 40.5. I was trying to think if I can name more than like three guys on the Pistons. Of course, I cannot, or I could not at the time. But Josh Smith is there now. Brandon Jennings picked up Chauncey Billups. That's kind of the X factor to me. They got Andre Drummond. They got the kid from Georgetown. I'm blanking on his name. Earl Monroe.
All right. I'm going to go the over here with these Detroit Pistons.
The four line's 40.5. I got to be honest. This team feel, just because I'm interested to see Chauncey. Like, Josh Smith and Brandon Jennings have never really played for like a respected veteran, or played with veteran.
Talking about that lineup there, that kind of makes me think.
So, based on just athleticism, potential, and the fact that you have a coach that players respect, you have a player coach, basically, I think this team can sneak into the playoffs. So, at 40.5, saying over, basically I'm saying I think they're going to be a playoff team. So, I'll take the over here. I got no problem taking the over on this Detroit team. You like the over too, Sean?
Give me the over, baby.
All right.
Even though I don't like Josh Smith, but like you said, I think...
Who knows, though? What if Chauncey Billups gets him to buy into the team?
Chauncey Billups back in Detroit. Feels good.
All right, Sean. Golden State Warriors. One of the more fun teams to watch last year. A bit of a breakout, kind of popular pick. But line is 51.5. And I got to be honest, Sean, feels a little low, doesn't it?
See,
Golden State feels like a team that's going to be another team that knows they need home court in the playoffs and is going to do as much as they can to grab at least home court in the first round. Home court in the first round in the West means you're winning over 51.5 games, most likely. I love that. They picked up Iguodala. I mean, you got to watch out for this.
I don't think I don't know if they're going to have that quite the same run in the playoffs. But like you said, they have a Oakland turn into it was always.
They won 47 last year, Sean.
Yeah, I think 51 is pretty realistic with Iguodala coming in there. And like you said, or I mean, you didn't mention it, but I think Oakland definitely a great place to play. And when they get hot shooting, although they did cut Steph Curry's brother, Seth Curry, so maybe that affects team chemistry.
I mean, look, Steph Curry's got to stay healthy. Bogut's got to stay healthy. But if you look at that lineup with Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Bogut, David Lee, Iguodala. I mean, they have players.
Yeah, and Iguodala adds that extra level of defense. So I think they're kind of they're going to turn into the Denver, you know, basically what Denver used to be. Or I guess maybe Denver.
You know, the difference is Mark Jackson. I think they're going to be a better – I think this team – I wouldn't be surprised to see this team win 57, 58 games this
Mark
year.
Mark Jackson is a good coach.
And I already got down on this. I forget.
Mama, there goes that coach.
Mama, there goes that money. I got down on the Golden State Warriors. I forget if I grabbed them at 50. I think this line opened something crazy like 48.5, 49.5. I got down either at 50.5 or 51, but this is another one that I got real money down on. I love this bet. All right, Sean. You got the over there too, right?
Yep. Lock it up.
Oh. Speaking of locks, my Houston Rockets, Sean. The new look, Dwight-tastic Houston Rockets. Win total's 55, Sean.
Woo! I cannot wait to log on, or I mean, to drive to Las Vegas and lay down some serious cash against the Houston Rockets, Ryan. I am a avid Dwight Howard hater.
Yes.
Dwight Howard. Ryan, Dwight Howard's like smoking. You know, you think it's cool, but it's just going to cause cancer. It's not good for you. You got to get rid of it before it spreads.
I like that.
No, hey, it's Dwight Howard. He's cool. Hey, man, he's just going to hang out for a little bit. It'll be all right. No. Gets inside your body, starts spreading, brings the whole team down. Houston was a team that was great chemistry. You got a fun Asian guy, Jeremy Lin. This is the last thing that Houston needed. I understand your position. You're in the West. You need a big-time star. You need to sell some more shoes to China now that Yao Ming's not there. But Dwight Howard, not the answer. He's like Andrew Bynum. Reminds me a lot of Bynum in just that I don't want to be a part of anything. Any team that this guy is involved in, I'm taking the opposite. Give me the under big here. Lock it up, best bet.
Well, Sean.
I think opening this salvo, Ryan. Return fire.
Yeah, I'm going to shock you right now, Sean. I think Houston is a contender in the West. I think it might take them a little time to get going, though. For that reason, I do like the regular season under.
Okay.
I'm not going to bet on it.
55 feels high, man.
It feels fair. I mean, this team's winning 50 games. I agree with you. But I wouldn't be surprised if they won 52, 53. Like I said, I think it's going to take them a little time to get going. But I do
49.
I think this is going to be a dangerous playoff team. Again, when the bench is shortened up and it comes down to having the best players on the court.
And it comes down to Dwight Howard hitting foul shots and
playing hard. So that being said, it is hard to look away from what he did in Orlando with a basically weaker version of what Houston is. So I am going to lean on the under. I'm not going to bet on it just because I think we're not. Is Dwight Howard? They won 45 last year.
Is this Dwight Howard's team?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think James Harden cares whose team it is. So
you don't think James Harden cares? James Harden didn't care.
I think he knows it's a two-man team. I think you're seeing more and more in the NBA. There's two guys. And because they're such complementary players, I think it can work. It's not a situation where Dwight was sharing with a guy who didn't pass and another postman. It's completely different. I don't think that's going to be a huge deal. I do like the under. But I say watch out for this Houston team in the playoffs.
Lock it up, under.
Next up, Indiana Pacers. Surprise team last year, huh? Win total, 55. That seemed high to me when I saw that. Danny Granger. Is he going to be a factor? Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to screw up the chemistry? Is Roy Hibbert going to be able to repeat what he did? Is he a one-year guy?
I see Indiana like 52 and 30. I think they played a little above themselves last year. I think they're still, when it comes playoff time, I think they're still going to be a formidable threat because they are a physical team. But I don't know if that translates into winning high 50s in the regular season.
Well, for me, the selling point was, how is this team? They won 49 games last year with Derrick Rose out. That's what, six games right there.
Yeah.
Where did they improve five games?
Yeah, I think Miami.
I don't think Danny
tougher.
Granger helps them coming back. I think Danny Granger hurts Paul George. I think Paul George maybe misses the All-Star game because of Danny Granger's presence. I don't know. I don't know. The more I'm talking about it, the more I can't take. You know what? I can take the under here because I do. That just seems high, right, Sean?
I'm thinking 52 wins. That's what I'm feeling like.
Now they will be a team that needs home court more than some other teams. Maybe that causes them to really go for it. They were the only team that seemed like they could compete with the Heat last year in terms of at least play competitive games. To be fair, but I got to lean under here. I'm not sure if I'm going to play it, but I might come back and play this one. It does seem high by like a solid three wins. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, I think we're hitting all.
All right, let's move out to La La Land. First LA team, Los Angeles Clippers. Which, I don't know, Sean. The buzz around town, pretty crazy. The Clippers have a 22 difference in their win total projection over the Lakers. The Clippers projected to win 56.5 games. Of course, Doc Rivers in town. Could this be the best team in the West, Sean, regular season? I think so.
They feel like they're built for the regular season, right?
They have no reason. The weakest part of the Clippers last year was their coach was a babbling idiot when it came to coaching during the game. And now they probably have replaced him with one of the better, more respected coaches. Arguably the best coach not named Greg Popovich in the NBA. Fair statement, right?
Yeah, I agree. What did they win last year? They looked great last year in spite of Vinny Del Negro.
And they were a 56-win team.
And that's – why would they not improve from that this year? What did they lose? They lost Chauncey Billups?
I think this team very well could be the only 60-win team in the East – or in the West.
Yeah, I agree.
Perhaps we're buying into the local hype. This is another one I'm going to put an asterisk next to. I want to do a little research, but I think they could win 60 games, and if I feel strongly about that, I should definitely get down at 56.
Yeah, I don't know about their chances in the playoffs. I don't see them winning the Western Conference. But I do think that they could be a 1 or 2 seed very easily.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to that.
But I don't know if they quite have it to win the West.
You know, it's the year to do it. Westbrook out, Spurs, who know? I mean, that's always an interesting question. What's not interesting, at least this year, Sean, is the Los Angeles Lakers. Their win total opened.
Poor Lakers.
Their win total, Sean, it opened at 33.5. LA fans have bet it. It got bet up all the way to 36.5. It is back. It's now been pounded by the sharps. Back down to 34.5. That's a lot of line movement for an NBA win total. Is this team making the playoffs, Sean?
This feels like Kobe Bryant's going to take the year off, right?
No, he's too old. It's the end of his career. He doesn't have time to take years off. Not like Derrick Rose and Noel. I got to be honest, Sean. The best thing for this team might be to let Kobe sit out a couple months and let them play D'Antoni ball.
Yeah.
Let them play D'Antoni ball for the first 30 games and see if they can go 500. Kobe comes back. I think the Lakers are going to compete for a playoff team. They still have they still have players.
Yeah, and you know what, Ryan?
Pau Gasol is going to be better without Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's gone.
The Lakers are going to be better without Dwight Howard. So give me the over here.
I would not be surprised if the Lakers flirted with a 500 season. So for that reason, if I had to, I'd take the over.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch this total, to be honest, just because of the uncertainty with Kobe Bryant. But gun to my head, and that's what this podcast is, gun to my head, I'll take the L.A. Lakers over.
All right, Sean, next up, Memphis Grizzlies. Feels like a little bit their window's closing, Sean. Lions 51.5 here. They're almost definitely going to be a playoff team, but I get the feeling this team, I feel like this team's window's closing. If they're struggling, they could very well deal Zach Randolph. I think that is the main reason I'm going to have a hard time doing anything with this Memphis line, is that they will definitely be sellers if it at all looks like they're not going to compete. If they keep Zach Randolph, they could easily be a 51 team. 51.5 feels like a good line. If I had to pick, I'm going to go under here, just because I think they're going to be more they're going to be quick with their trigger when it comes to selling players. And I think if it looks at all like the ship is going the wrong direction, Zach Randolph's going to be out of there, and then they all of a sudden become a very average team. So I'll lean under here.
Yeah, I'll go under here. Generally, I don't know. When it comes to it just feels like...
They're a better playoff team than they are regular season team, too. So
yeah, these physical teams, much like Indiana, these physical teams, I'm not stoked about taking the over, because I don't think the type of ball you can play in the playoffs and succeed at, you can't quite play that same way in the regular season, so I'm not as excited taking them win totals over.
All right, Sean, next up, everyone's team, the Miami Heat. 61.5 is the number. Can we really bet against them?
No, Ryan. I think you got to take the over here. This Miami Heat team is not going to lose 20 games. Greg Oden dunked, Ryan. I love how that was news. But it was kind of exciting to see. I mean, God bless that guy. I hope he plays through the injuries. You definitely feel for the guy. Imagine, I mean, just if you could get some games out of Greg Oden, imagine a healthy Greg Oden clogging up that middle. Just like a tall, big dude. Like, okay, so you're going to have to beat LeBron James off the dribble, penetrate to Greg Oden just standing there?
Yeah. I got no beef with anything you're saying, but I think just in general, I'll fade the highest win total. Not to mention, they're going to have to rest weight. I mean, they know how to win a championship. They know it's not won in November, December, January, February. They know that they don't need the one seed. And I think they have to find a way to rest Wade more.
Yeah, but see, I don't think they – I don't know. I'm going to disagree here. I don't think they needed – they started to realize – I mean, this past season, Wade's – you know, what he's bringing to the table was less and less, especially during the regular season. And I think the fact that Derrick Rose is trying to be the alpha dog, alpha male of the East, I think that's going to even... LeBron is, like, on top of his game anyway, but if you give him a little competition, if he feels like there's a little bit of fire lit underneath him, I think he's going to... I think they're going to be battling it out, Chicago and Miami. I don't think I'm making a shocking statement, but Chicago and Miami are going to be battling it out for the number one and two seed. I think Miami is going to come in at number one with 62 wins, just barely over. And then I like Miami or I like Chicago right after that. I just don't think Miami is going to lose more than 20 games.
Okay, so they won the champion. They lost the championship. Then you have the strike year or the holdout, whatever happened, the lockout. They win the next championship after the shortened season. They come back. They win 66 games. They do it again. This is now the third year in a row. And the first season, they're coming off a regular season, long season, more games. It's now been the 3 years in a row of it going deep into the playoffs, going into the finals. I'm going to play the under.
That stat would apply to humans, but we clearly see LeBron James is not of this species.
I'm making a bet that I think
LeBron... And I mean that in the most complimentary
way. I think LeBron James is human, and I don't think they win 60 games.
Yeah, and you know who's also human? The refs.
Yeah.
And they know how the NBA wants to be called.
All right. I mean, I get it. I got to play the under here. All right, next up.
Probably a solid strategy, but I'm not going against the Heat.
Milwaukee Bucks.
No Greg Jennings? Or do we still have to fear the deer?
Brandon Jennings, but I do like Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings.
Their win total, Sean, is 28.5. This is another team that I know almost nothing about. But I got to be honest, I think some of these win totals on the East side is a little low. They're a little low. I think Milwaukee, I don't know. I mean, honestly, talking about Milwaukee, I'm probably talking just squarely out of my ass.
Hey, Ryan, it's a good place to be. And listen, Milwaukee, good sports town. I'm going to take the over here in the Bucks. Simply out of support of the good folks of Milwaukee.
Yeah, my concern is they're not really good. But you know what?
You don't have to be great to win 29 games in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under, though. I just don't. I got no feeling on this one either. That was one of the ones that I crossed out because I didn't want to even look at it. Next up, Sean, Minnesota Timberwolves. What's not like to like about this team? Win total's 41.5.
I'll tell you, the only thing I don't like about this Minnesota team is their...
Someone gets hurt every year?
Yeah. And their failure to make Kevin Love the guy.
He got hurt last year.
Oh. Yeah, but they didn't give him the max deal. They gave him 4 years. They kind of put it out there of like, you're not quite the guy. You want to talk about potential trades. I could see it going down that Minnesota Timberwolves ship over Kevin Love to the Los Angeles Lakers. I think Los Angeles Lakers, good fit for Kevin Love. I think he would love to return to Los Angeles and play for the Lakers. I think Kobe Bryant is going to get in Mitch Kupchak's ear, and I'm going to predict that trade. So I'm going to go against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, Sean, I don't disagree with you. I think they could very well be sellers if things are not going right. But Rubio, Kevin Love, they stay healthy. They get it done. I got down at 40.5, over. Already bet on it.
Ryan, what you're saying makes sense, and I agree with it, but this
and
is
I
just...
bet them over the last 2 years, and an injury has effed me. Rubio first, and then Kevin Love. I think this is the year they hold it. Both years, they would have easily been a playoff team if they stayed healthy. I think this is the year they do it.
This strikes me as a snake-bitten franchise who will not put it together and not be over 500.
I'm sure I'll be hating myself when they have dealt Kevin Love and they have absolutely no chance. All right, Sean, next up.
I have it on good authority, multiple sources.
Fresh new team in the NBA, Sean, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, wow.
Over under 40.5, Sean.
Fly, Pelicans, fly.
You know, it's kind of growing on me, to be honest with you. I like the name, the Pelicans. All right, but let's get serious here.
40.5?
40.5. Well, they got Eric Gordon. They got some other pieces.
So their mascot is Anthony Davis's unibrow?
They got Anthony Davis.
Going off into a sunset?
They have players, Sean. They have some players. I don't know. I know this is a very popular bet the reason it got bet up is the professionals really liked it. They really liked the Pelicans were a team that were covering a lot last year. They seem like they might be improved.
Yeah, but what did they win last year?
This is the West.
What did they win last year? I don't think they're quite ready for that next step.
They won 27 games.
That's what I'm saying.
They came on strong.
I think they can win 37 this year. I don't think they can win but 41.
They don't feel like a 500 team to me at all. They're not. I'm going to take the under here.
I like the under as well. But seeing that the sharps are pounded,
I'm a little nervous as to why it's being pounded up. So for that reason, I'm not going to bet on it. But if I had to, it just seems like. Maybe it's just under seems too easy. Who knows? All right, Sean, next up. The new look, New York Knicks. Have you seen the orange jerseys they're going to wear this year?
No.
Basically, think the Knicks colors, but flip it so orange is the main color instead of blue. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Wait, why would they do that?
Oh, they're just, you know, making more jerseys to sell. Their win totals.
That's going
to
be their regular jersey?
No, they're going to mix it in from time to time. Their win total is 49.
Woo!
Picked up that Italian dude, Bagnarni, which, I got to be honest, could be a little interesting. You got Stoudemire. Well, not Stoudemire. You got who's the big center? Blanking on his name from Dallas. Tyson Chandler. You got him, Bargnani, Mello, Shumpert, Felton, and then your second unit, you got Amari, Meta World Peace, J.R. Smith.
Amari signed off on coming off the second unit.
Yeah, he's definitely going to come. However you've cut it, they have a lot of guys that can score. I think the key will be, can they play defense? I think they were mediocre at defense last year.
Real quick side note, how hilarious was that? That video?
Tyler Hansborough?
Tyler Hansborough. Psycho T.
Clearly about to get in a fight with the
Psycho
guy behind
T
him.
Meets Psycho Ron.
They come back. They come down from a rebound, and you could tell Tyler Hansborough's pissed about something. He's going to turn around and start shit. He sees it's Ron Artest, and he goes, you see his lips say, like, my bad, Ron, or something like that. Terrified.
And then what's more humiliating, someone posted it online, became like a huge viral sensation, and then Meta World Peace is tweeting at me, like, don't worry what they're saying about you, Tyler. You're great. Keep your head up, man. Keep playing hard. You're a hard player. is there anything more humiliating?
I don't know. 49 feels about right. Right, Sean?
No, it does. It feels right on there.
They won 54 last year, I believe. Yeah, they were a 54-win team last year. My concern is that they might have gotten better offensively. I'm not sure if they've gotten better defensively. Especially with arguably three of the best defensive teams in the league, all in their conference with Miami, Indiana, and Chicago. Feels like they're going to fall into like a four seed. Feels like they're going to win somewhere like in the mid to high 40s. Maybe, I don't know. I can't get behind this Knicks team. It'll be too frustrating to watch. I'm going to go under.
I'll take the over.
All right.
Like you said, it feels right around there. I think it's kind of – you're getting close to a coin toss, in my opinion. I could see them winning 52, no problem.
All right, Sean.
Especially now that second
– they definitely will have one of the better second teams.
The second team's established. There's no weirdness between Amari. I feel like that kind of hurt them.
All right, Sean. Another interesting line. Oklahoma City, 55 wins is the projection. I honestly don't really know what to think about this one.
Now, what's up with Russell Westbrook? How long is he out?
Don't know. Don't really know when he's going to come back. That's kind of, these teams with these key players out. I mean, are we?
I'm not going to take an over. I'll take maybe an under because it's 55. But you can't play an over here if you don't know the status of Russell Westbrook.
I want to say this line opened at like 51 or 52, and it's been bet up. Russell Westbrook is practicing, so maybe he comes back a little earlier than expected. Maybe they just, I mean, again, this is a team kind of like the Heat. Do they really need to win are they going to fight to win every regular season game?
Yeah, I'm going to go under here, but like I said, I don't feel safe.
I just think Kevin Martin's gone. The smart thing is for them to probably go slow on Russell Westbrook. They don't need home court, I don't think, to win the West. So I'm going to lean on the under here. Sean?
Yeah, I go under as well.
All right. Man, this podcast is like the NBA season, Sean. Never ends. Orlando Magic.
Oh.
Oh, no. Worst team in the NBA? Arguably one of them. Line's 23.5, Sean.
I got to go under. I gotta pick a couple dogs here, and Orlando's in my basement.
What? Look, they got a guy who's potentially going to be the rookie of the year in Oladipo from Indiana. They got Jameer Nelson, but do they have any other NBA players, Sean?
No, the fans aren't going to be there. Orlando, horrible sports town. I don't see them getting really into
not
games.
Fair to even say sports town in Orlando in the same sentence.
Well, it was home to one of the greatest athletic performances of all time. And that is Tiger Woods' sex life, right?
Oh, bang. Bada bing. I just think this is one that they – could they win 26 games? Maybe. Is it more likely they win 18? Yes. I think you got to lean the under here. I'm not making it a play, but I don't see how you can go over with this team. They just don't have any pieces.
Nope. Give me the under.
All right, Sean. Uh-oh. Your Philadelphia 76ers coming in with the token 16.5 wins on the win total.
Ryan, I'm going to go over here.
I typically look to go over on these win totals, but you made a, I don't know if, I think it was before the podcast, and all, no one's going to ever project a team to go to only win 16 games, but could they be tanking it?
Yeah, no, I think they are tanking it. That being said, I think they win 17, 18, 19 games. I think their ceiling is 20 games. But
why wouldn't they try to lose?
No, I think they are, but I think...
You think the players are going to accidentally win some games?
Well, yeah, early on.
Here's my thing. Who's their coach? Is it still Doug Collins?
No.
He's gone, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my thing, Sean. You have to tank it. This is arguably the best number one pick in some years. All right? Maybe since Derrick Rose. I mean, people are saying he's the next LeBron James, right? He's Canadian. Actually from Canada, not some sort of derogatory slang. I don't know what you get listeners are thinking. But, again, do they have NBA talent? The answer is no. Noel's going to be out for the year probably, right?
Yeah.
You know, I would rarely – I'm not – I don't think I can pull the trigger on betting just because it's so
well,
low.
Well, Ryan, in the same way that you fade – you take the highest win total, and you were saying bet it.
So, yeah, the only difference
the
is...
The same logic here applies.
The only difference is they could actually be trying to lose. So, if Orlando is, you know, hovering in that bad zone, too, they're going to want to get that number one pick. So,
yeah, but there's a 10-game a difference in their totals. So, I think Orlando can be easily under, and Philadelphia can easily hit over 16.5, and you could still be six games apart.
Philly won 34 games last year.
Yeah, they were kind of trying at times.
Yeah, all right. I'm still going to go under slightly.
I like over 16.5. That all actually, right. I might lay some
No,
out.
Sean, don't do it. Actually, do it. Then I'll really like Philadelphia. All right, Sean. Another bad team, the Phoenix Suns. 19.5. This is another team. I know virtually nothing about it, and it doesn't make me sad. I don't think I ever want to watch a Phoenix game. They are the lowest win total in the West, I believe.
Still have Robin Lopez?
They have there was a trade very recently. I believe they traded Gortat.
Oh no, not Gortat.
For some picks. So I think the only thing they have is Dragic, and I think they're going to be selling. Another team, I'm going to go under because I think they're going to be tanking and selling. They're going to sell. They already sold off some of their pieces. I think they could be another team that's just.
You're right, Ryan. I'll take the under as well. I think they're going to be tanking it, but
they could,
they'll
look,
be more successful than
this. I would be shocked if they won 20 games. I would be absolutely shocked if they won 20 games. I don't know. I guess you can look. That's a lot of games to lose, but. And that's why I'm not betting on them because, look, if you're, I think the Suns and the Sixers, if you're going to bet them, you got to take the over or nothing at all, right? Some of those low win totals, you got to go the other way. All right, Portland Trailblazers.
You could always, but then at the end of the season,
oh,
you're going to be taking their money lines.
Yeah, you like those hedge opportunities, Sean.
Hey, why not?
All right, Sean. Portland Trailblazers. Speaking of snake bitten franchises. Over-under is 39, though. They picked up Thomas Robinson. I don't know, Sean. This Portland team has, I think, the best home field, home court in all of all of basketball. They always seem, don't they always seem to overperform?
Yeah, they the town of Portland loves the team.
They have Robin Lopez now.
Oh, wow, Phoenix doesn't even have him yet.
That's your guy.
My homie Robin Lopez.
They have the kid who run rookie of the year.
They have like 25 nicknames for their team. That's always a good sign. The fans are invested.
The announcer coined the term swish. I think that's what we learned last year.
Rip City.
You know, I like Portland. All right, it's more that I don't like going against Portland. Portland always seems to play better. They're almost like the Twins of like the late 2000s.
They're better as a no-name team, I think.
So, and they have some players. And like I said, that home court is good for a couple wins. Could they sneak into the playoff picture? It feels like they could be the ninth seed and win 40 games.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
I'm gonna take the over here.
Trailblazers.
All right, Sean. Next up, Sacktown, the Sacramento Kings. Shaq now a part owner in the Kings.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah, how did you not see this?
Where was
the headline?
I?
Was Shaq Sacramento? Former rival invest in Sacramento Kings. I don't know.
So are they definitely keeping the team in Sacramento?
They're in Sacramento. I don't get that at all. Why not move to Seattle? If you've ever been to Seattle, Seattle loves sports.
Yeah.
Seattle's the only American city that sells out every soccer game. I mean,
well, that's not a sport, Ryan, but I get what you're saying.
They get behind their teams. I mean, just watch a Seahawks game. Watch a Mariners game. They stink and there's people in the stands. It's still crazy that they do not have an NBA team, and places like Atlanta and Charlotte do.
Yeah.
Look, some parts of the country are just college basketball territory. No one gives a shit about basketball in Atlanta, which, interesting.
Even Phoenix.
Yeah, it's just whoever brought the team to Atlanta was probably like, no, this is a lock. Look at the demographic down here. We're going to do awesome. They suck. No one goes to the game. You should be able to, I mean, they didn't. They lost their team because of the building. And it's like, wouldn't you rather have an old building that's filled up versus a new building that's empty? I just don't get it.
Makes no sense.
I don't know. Anyway, their line is 32, Sean.
And yeah, I'm going to have to take the under here on the Kings. I don't see it happening.
Well, they got pieces, Sean. They got a lot of pieces.
I don't think they're quite there yet, Ryan. And I don't like Tyreek Evans' attitude.
What about DeMarcus Cousins?
I don't like his attitude either.
Do you like his ability to Dougie, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't know. Tough to really want to back this Sacramento team. They feel like they're just a team that doesn't really know how to win games. They're more of a fantasy team than anything else. I do like they have Isaiah Thomas, the kid who, of course, was named after Isaiah Thomas after his father lost a bet. Pretty crazy story. I don't know. They might be a fun team to watch that doesn't win a lot of games. So I'm exactly. I'm gonna lean the under here. It feels like, I mean, they might be a very popular team for me to watch. I always get the NBA package for some reason. It's so cheap. For those of you who are always on the fence about that kind of crap, you can usually find a coupon and get it for $100.
Really?
For the internet one. And it's, I mean, especially for folks on the West Coast, I just flip that on at work at 4 o'clock, get a couple games going in the background.
With the earbud.
Again, it's a great background sport. All right, Sean, San Antonio Spurs. They seem to be getting disrespected before the year, the last couple years. They come out and just win games. Their win total is 55.5. Seems like what it is, it's about that every year, and they go ahead and overperform it.
What did they get last year?
Well, last year, Sean, they won 58 games. Are they going to be older? Yes. Are they going to be able to figure out how to win games with their backup players? Because Greg Popovich is the best coach in the league, yeah. The San Antonio Spurs are the St. Louis Cardinals in baseball for me. I don't bet the under on them because they get the most, kind of like what we were just saying about the, who are we talking about? They just get the best, the Clippers. Popovich is going to get the best out of his players, And his second unit is going to play hard, and they're not going to realize they don't need to win every game. So they're going to win a lot of games they shouldn't. They will probably have one of the better second units in the league again. This total, it's a high total, but how do you go against them?
Yeah, I feel like they're, once again, going to be right up there. I mean, Tony Parker still looking solid.
He doesn't get any respect, but he's, what, one of the best? He's clearly one of the best point guards in the league.
Yeah, he's never in that discussion for whatever reason. I mean, I get it. He's French. He's unlikable. But you got to give it up for this team. Tim Duncan still looks good. I was watching him in the preseason. The guy is,
What? There's four teams that can win the West, and they're one of them. So
they're in the mix, so I got to say over here.
Yeah, I just think they perform in the regular season. All right, Sean, Toronto.
Oh, I forgot they were a team.
Yeah, Toronto Raptors. Of course, they were the team on the other side of the Rudy Gay trade last year. I don't think you can sleep on them. Their line, 37. Are they a playoff team in the East, Sean?
No. I'm sorry, Ryan. They are not.
Rudy Gay. Is Rudy Gay a guy who makes a team better?
No, I think he's on a team and is maybe will play well. But does he bring up the rest of the team? I don't see that at Rudy Gay's game.
No, I think Rudy Gay, I'm going to go under here, slight lean. I'm going to go under here, but I think Rudy Gay is a guy who makes you better in the playoffs. He makes your team better in the playoffs. He obviously makes you better in the regular season, but I'm not sure if it's as much.
Yeah, it doesn't drastically affect your win total.
All right, Sean. Two teams left. Utah Jazz.
Ooh.
We've been big on the sneaky Utah back teams on a back-to-back going to Utah. People don't think of it as a high-altitude location. Their win total, Sean, is 25. Is this team that bad? They no longer have Paul Millsap or Al Jefferson. They do have Derek Favors. He could be legit. Seems unclear. 25 seems awfully low.
I'll have to give him a shot. I went under in Phoenix. I feel like I got to take the over here on the.
I think they have a nice home court. They have Trey Burke. They have Mo Williams. They have players. They have Cantor and Favors in the front court. Two guys who are young. They have Gordon Hayward. I don't know. They have players.
Yeah, I love Mo Williams.
Could they be a team that's selling? I don't think so, because they kind of have maybe. But they like when you're selling pieces, I never get the NBA. When you're selling pieces, you're trying to get guys like Derek Favors and Enes Kanter and Trey Burke and Gordon Hayward. So why would you sell? I'm going to roll the dice and say I actually might bet on this.
I think they could win 30 games. No joke.
I think they could win 30. I mean, look. They won 43 games last year.
Yeah, I don't. It's going to be a drop off, but I think it.
I like the over here a lot. I'm gonna asterisk it. I will post all my actual plays on Twitter tomorrow, Sean. Or
all right,
Twitter
you can follow
today.
Us there at Gambling Podcast.
All right, Sean, last one.
Ooh, the Washington Wizards.
My Washington Wizards. Miraculous over on the win total last year after John Wall came back. They were awesome. Without Wall, they were 5-28. When Wall came back, they were 24-25, and they were getting stronger. What did they do? They added Otto Porter Jr., one of the players of the year, player of the year in the Big East Conference, a real classic stretch three. They also have Bradley Beal. I got to be honest, I love this team this year. And they're a little bit of a hype team also, but man, I love this team this year. Their win total is 40.5, Sean. Oh. A little bit in that Cleveland hype zone.
All right, so I faded Cleveland. I think I'll have to hop on the Wizards bandwagon.
I think the Wizards are a lock to make the playoffs in the East.
And I got a pair of John Wall shoes, so always got to pick a guy like that. Adidas Hoops, good work. Good stuff. Great shoes.
Like the plug,
Crazy
Sean.
Quick.
Love the plug.
Crazy
I just think
quick.
I think much like Derrick Rose, I think people kind of forgot about John Wall, and people don't think about John Wall. You don't see him on the television. You don't see him in commercials really a ton. But you can't argue. They were a 500 team when he came back. They still got Nene. They just traded for Gortat. That's who they fleeced Houston or Phoenix for Gortat. Like I said, John Wall, Bradley Beal, Otto Porter. I like this team. I like Nene. I think he's an underrated big man. And I see no reason why this can't be the best of the bad teams in the East.
Yep.
I see no reason why they couldn't be a 6 or a 5 seed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they feel like
I take that back. I think after you got the Bulls, Heat, Nets, Pacers, and Knicks probably going to be the top 5 seeds. But after that,
it could be the
Wizards could be the 6 seed. I mean, what are you going to go with the Pistons? Are you going to go with – so I like the over here. I think this is a lock to make the playoffs. I'm going to asterisk this one too. We'll see. We'll see. Got to think about it. So – a little recap, Sean. Your two best bets were under on Cleveland, under on Houston.
I also take the over on Boston as a best bet.
Oh, risky. Risky best bet.
The over on the Philadelphia 76ers.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. That gives you 4, Sean.
Okay.
You want to do 2 more?
I had the Bulls, Sixers. Trying to think which other ones really jumped out.
You didn't have the Bulls. You want the Bulls?
Oh, yeah, the Bulls in there, definitely.
All right, so now you got the Celtics over 28.
Yep.
The Bulls over 57.5.
Yep.
Cleveland under 40.
Yep.
Houston under 55. Philly over 16.5. Let's throw one more out there. We'll each do 6.
Okay, why don't you go over yours, and I'll tell you if I think we're my last
first one for me. Brooklyn going under that number, under 52.5. Chicago over. I'm in agreement with you there. I love Golden State over 51.5. I really love this Golden State team. I like Minnesota over 41.5. And other than that, I don't know. I feel
right,
like
that's
I'm
my other lock. I'm gonna go under Minnesota. They're a
we're
teams.
Disagreeing on a best bet, Sean. I like it.
They're a cursed team.
And you know what? I feel like I've been talking about it all year. I got to get on them. I want to get on. I'm going to get on. I'm definitely going to get on Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid over as well.
I'm going to take their over, and I got too many overs, Sean. You know how that goes. You don't want to have all those overs. But I feel like I got to throw another over out there. You know what? I'm gonna take the Pacers under.
All right, like it. Strong play, Ryan. Strong
and
play.
So yeah, I'll post. We will post to Twitter our plays, of course.
Yep, we'll put a link to the spreadsheet if you guys want to check that out real quick.
But I'll post the ones I actually bet on, and then I don't know, Sean. Real quick, conference odds, title final odds. Any you want to quick run it down? Well, first up, MVP. Do we need to talk about it?
I like LeBron plus 150. What's not to like?
LeBron plus 125 now. So, in my opinion,
got Derrick Rose at?
Here's who you got. Here are the people that have legitimate shots to win the MVP.
Well, because you always had the anti
LeBron James. He already won that. So, but you really have to narrow it down. What guys can actually win? So, I'm just going to go through the list of guys they are offering odds for. Blake Griffin, no. Brooke Lopez, no. Carmelo Anthony.
No.
Highly unlikely. Chris Paul.
Maybe.
He's the first guy that I think has a, again, outside shot, 10-1. I don't see a ton of value there. Danny Granger. Hell no. Darren Williams, no. Derrick Rose. Definite yes. I think he's one of 3 or 4 guys that has a shot. If you include Chris Paul, I probably think there's 4 guys. Derrick Rose, 6-1.
Okay.
A little value there. That's one I could see you getting behind.
Yeah.
Dirk.
Having a great year, and also the anti-LeBron vote.
Dirk, no way. Dwight whoa. Howard, no way Dirk can win the MVP.
No. I'm just saying, whoa, that he's even in there.
Dwight, he's 50-1. Dwight Howard, no chance. Him and James Harden cancel each other out. Kind of the same reason Chris Paul might have trouble because of Blake Griffin.
But Blake Griffin, no one respects Blake's game.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. That's why I think Chris Paul is a shot. James Harden, Dwayne Wade, no. John Wall, if you wanted to be a gambler, Now,
I don't want to be a gambler.
I don't think he has a great shot, but if this team rattles off 45, 46, 47 wins and he's playing great ball, well, no, hear me out here. I'm not saying put a lot of money. It's 85-1.
Oh. Okay.
For a guy who's 85-1, to put that in comparison, Danny Granger's 60-1, Dirk Nowitzki 50-1. John Wall has a much better shot to win an MVP over those guys, in my opinion. Sorry, Kemba Walker, no chance. Kevin Durant, plus 350. So I think, in my opinion, the only guys that can win the MVP are LeBron, Kevin Durant, or Derrick Rose.
And maybe Chris Paul.
Maybe Chris Paul.
The dark horse.
So if you're looking at just realistic odds, now the rest of the list, Kyrie Irving, I guess, is a notable. Rajon Rondo is a notable at 40-1. I just don't see – Tony Parker never gets enough respect. Steph Curry. So those three guys, you got a plus 125 in LeBron, plus 350 in Kevin Durant, plus 600 in Derrick Rose, and plus 1,000 in Chris Paul. So the odds makers agree with us. I still think you can take a small taste of Derrick Rose. A small – I think a small play on Derrick Rose is not a crazy thing to do here.
Yeah.
Plus 600 –
I agree.
When you break it down, look, Durant could end up scoring like 35 points a game if Westbrook doesn't come back in a timely manner. So who knows about that? But in terms of value, that's it for me there. Rookie of the Year. I know you're a big college basketball fan, Sean.
Die hard.
Odds on favorite, Victor Oladipo. Why is that? He's on a shit team. He's the best player on his team already.
He's going to stand out.
If he stays healthy, he'll probably win. Other notables, Macklemore, Cody Zeller, who, if you watched him in the tournament, he's garbage. I don't think he's going to be a good NBA player. I don't think there's much to talk about here. Trey Burke, I guess. But it just feels like this is going to be Oladipo just because he can come out and score 25 a night.
All right, he'll get his name in the mix, so yeah.
There's a reason he's a huge favorite. It's one of those things. Basketball's all about your situation. As a rookie, to be the number one option, that's pretty nice. All right, Sean. NBA championship. Do you want to go through the conferences or just championship?
Yeah, let's just do championship.
All right. So obviously the favorite is the Miami Heat plus 240. No value there. Next up, we got the Bulls and the Thunder at 7-1.
Oh yeah.
I got no beef playing both those bets. And after that, there's almost nothing to look at. Clippers 8-1, Spurs 12-1.
But Clippers 8-1 seems bad if you're thinking Bulls and Heat are at 7-1. I mean, I guess the Bulls have to get through Miami, but yeah.
I mean, Nets at 12-1, Spurs at 12-1, Rockets at 12-1. I'd like a better price on the Rockets. Maybe
now. What's OKC?
OKC's 7-1.
See, I think that's that feels pretty good there.
I might put a little bit on the Bulls and the Thunder, to be honest with you. They could easily be matched up against each other, which would be pretty cool. I just think, I mean, that's good value. The Bulls are. Do you remember how good the Bulls were?
Yeah.
The Bulls maybe beat the Heat if Derrick Rose doesn't go down. I think Derrick Rose has improved his offensive game. Everything I'm going to tell you is basically take a piece of the Bulls.
Couldn't agree more.
And honestly, I think the best bet for the Bulls in terms of, I think very, very favorable. I mean, those future bets, look, you can't sell them. So there's the term value doesn't really mean a lot, even if you were right. But let's look at their division odds, Sean. Minus 140. Pacers are plus 140. And other than that, you get the Pistons, Cavs, and Bucks. I mean, we talked about it. I think that the Bulls could be 6 to 8 games better than the Pacers.
Yeah.
So
I feel like they're going to win that division easily.
That feels like a great bet.
Feels like a decent value.
Great bet. Anyway, do you want to make one bold prediction for the NBA season, Sean?
Well, I already said the over in the Philadelphia 76ers.
Doesn't have to be gambling related.
Oh, okay. I think I'll go on record. I'll say the Chicago Bulls will beat out the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Championship.
Oh, yeah, we should pick So who do you tell me your Eastern Conference Finals?
I got the Bulls and the Heat
versus, and then the West.
All right, I say the Clippers are going to lose to the Spurs.
Okay, I got OKC losing to the Houston Rockets.
He can't help himself.
I do think Houston is going to be – I said this last year to Sean that Houston is 100% chance going to be in the conference finals. I still feel that way.
Houston's not even on my mind.
My bold prediction.
They got this guy by the name of Dwight Howard. Huge loser.
I think there will be three teams in the – now, to give you put perspective on this, this year – zero teams won less than 20 games. This year, three teams win less than 20 games. And it's going to be a situation where you have some really bad teams. But both conferences as a whole are deeper. I think the East is going to be deeper. I think the East – actually, that will be my bold prediction. The East has five teams that win 50 games. And the West – has five teams.
10 teams over 50 games. Right?
10 50-win teams, five in each conference.
So you're saying the NBA will lack a lot of parity this
year. I think Chicago, probably the only team to win 60.
All right, Ryan. Well, that sounds like a great place to get off here.
NBA. All it does is remind you that football is almost over, or at least halfway over.
Well, we're eight games through the NFL season, but we'll cover that in greater detail later on in the week. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, Twitter, Google Plus, the whole nine. Hit us up. And thank you guys for listening to the Sports Gambling Podcast. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Meta World Peace.
Kramer. Let it ride.